It's the radio segment whose goal was to kiss every single star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Wow.
Ew.
He's up to 38, and his lips and tongue are both black now.
But ew,
it's good, just 2,412 more to go.
I thought you meant the actual celebrity, not the sidewalk.
It's laser stories. It's a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other pimple lickers just don't.
Ew.
This first laser story is out of Rhode Island. A man named Charles Kendrick was up at 2 a.m. the other day playing Grand Theft Auto.
Oh.
I'm so old, I was like, oh, why would anybody be up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah.
Jeez.
On purpose?
Thinking.
Oh, and I should mention, he was naked at the time.
Oh.
I feel like that is a good way to do it. I don't know why.
Is there any other ways to play Grand Theft Auto?
I mean, how do you use your joystick if you...
At one point during the game, he heard a grinding sound and realized it wasn't coming from the TV.
Huh.
It was coming from outside, like something was being cut.
What? I have a feeling some bad stuff is about to go down.
At 2 a.m.?
And so he went out to investigate, and that's when he saw someone under his car stealing his catalytic converter.
That is, but it sounds important.
Dude, oh my God,
they're getting stolen everywhere.
Oh, no.
My neighbor had to tackle some guy down the street.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, they're getting, it's a big, big deal right now.
So Charles ran from his house completely nude to confront the thief. And yes, they fought.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
He was in full Grand Theft Auto mode.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, most guys, we take our shirts off and we're about to fight. This guy just took everything off.
Yeah. The guy eventually got away with the catalytic converter. But Charles got the dude's phone.
Ooh, nice.
And has since given it to police. As far as we know, the thief has not been caught yet.
Oh, I hope he took a couple selfies on his phone before he handed it over to police.
Afterwards, Charles was interviewed by local media and said, I don't think he was expecting to be bum-rushed by a naked man, but that's what you get when you come to my house.
Why do I still see him with his pants off during the interview in my mind?
Yeah.
That's right. You come to my place, naked dude's just going to touch all up on you.
Dude, your car thing got stolen. Not there.
Yeah, no.
Look whose house I'm robbing next.
His next laser story is out of Vero Beach, Florida. A 43-year-old guy named Matthew Huber got himself in some hot water recently. He was arrested for trying to break into someone's truck outside of Walmart.
Mm. Not cool, bro.
He told cops he was looking for stuff to steal because he needed money to see his girlfriend again.
Aww.
It's kind of a sweet reason.
Do you think she thinks that too? Like, oh, babe, you committed those crimes for me?
Maybe.
At first, the officers felt bad for him and asked him more about his situation. And that's when Matthew broke down and told the police that his girlfriend was imaginary.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
That makes sense.
The girlfriend's name is Emma. And Matthew says he only sees her when he's on meth.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I was wondering why he needed money for an imaginary girlfriend. But now I'm putting it all
this
together.
Makes sense.
So he was looking for stuff to steal. That way he could sell it and use the money to buy more drugs.
Ain't nobody got time for
to see Emma.
So she would magically appear.
I haven't seen her in like 15 minutes, man. I really need to see her, okay?
You guys say romance is dead.
He's now facing a felony charge for burglary, plus another charge for carrying a concealed weapon while committing a crime because he did have a knife on him.
I just hope Emma doesn't dump him.
Oh,
I hope not either.
Afterwards, the store manager said he felt bad for the guy because he doesn't think the budding love story is going to work out.
No.
Aw, man.
Mostly because one of the people involved doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Small details.
This next laser story is out of the United Kingdom.
You already laughing?
No, I was just thinking about him having like a marriage ceremony all high on meth with his girlfriend. Anyway.
Blink twice if you say I do.
Sorry. Yeah, this next laser story is out of the United Kingdom. Don't know if you've heard, but churches aren't exactly the hot place to be for anyone under age 60.
No.
Yeah.
Weird.
There it is.
So the elders have been trying some creative things to entice the younger demo.
Okay.
And one religious establishment thinks they found the answer.
Ooh, let me hear it.
What is it? Oh, I have spiked hair and a super V-neck. Yeah. Come to my church, kids.
No way, I play guitar and ride a skateboard.
We're super cool here.
Yeah, it's none of those things.
Okay.
It's a Victorian church called St. Michael's, and their solution is to change the name.
Oh.
So going forward, St. Michael's will now be called St. Mike's. Come on to St. Mike's.
What? Do
we still have to do the same stuff inside?
I don't know, but I really want Magic Mike to be the pastor.
Yes.
It's funny because this is cool. I used to go to a place called St. Vincent's, and we'd call it St. Vinny's. And we thought all the kids were like,
go to Vinny's.
Yeah, we're going to Vinny's. It's not even, you know.
Explaining the reasons behind the rebranding, Reverend Sarah Yetman said she wanted the 148-year-old church to be, quote, more attractive to the younger generation and be more hip.
Name it St. TikToks. Yeah.
Well, what they should have done is just taken out all the vowels, right, into the name. Like it's St. Okay, never mind. Bad idea.
However, his decision has not gone well with the old folks. One member of the congregation said, "It's ridiculous to think that teens would be more interested in going to church if they rename them St. Mike's. What's next, St. Dave's? St. Pete's? St. Chad's?"
Okay. Oh,
St. Chad's.
But I'd probably go to that one.
Alexis would totally go.
St. Mike's is going to stick with the plan. And they've also opened a coffee and avocado toast bar in the back as part of its refurbishment.
Oh my gosh, do they have a cute wall I could take a photo in?
I know.
Before
we eat.
His next laser story is out of the world of work. According to a new study out of Indiana University, having a stressful job can actually be good for your health.
Hey, okay.
He says so.
The researchers found people who are in stressful careers can find it energizing, which keeps them going, and they're 34% more likely to outlive people in less stressful jobs.
Yeah, tell that to my lawyer friend and all her ulcers.
Oh, yeah. That got dark.
Just saying.
There is a catch, though. A stressful job is only good if you own your own company, or you're an executive or a manager, where you're basically in charge of your own workflow.
Okay.
But you're still super busy, but you're probably making the most money.
So if you have an a-hole owner, then it doesn't work out.
If you have a stressful job where you don't get to make lots of big, exciting, risky decisions, then you're the most likely to die early.
Oh, okay. See, there, checked out. Okay.
Okay.
I did need to hear all of that.
You know, that study reminds me of my favorite work quote. "Sorry, boss. You can either expect me to work well with others or pass the drug test, but you can't have both." It's the sound of someone at work who's enjoying some drugs. And it means Laser Stories has come to an end for a day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.